Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Romans 8 and verse 34 is our encouraging word for the day. Paul tells us here four times and in four different ways what Christ has done and what he continues to do. He died, he has risen, he is at the right hand of God, and he is also making intercession for us. What an amazing thing to think about heaven and to realize that we have a powerful ally. If I asked you what the odds were that you were going to heaven today, what would your answer be? If I asked you what the odds were that you were going to heaven, if you left this earth today, what would your answer be? 50-50? Maybe you're giving yourself 60-40? Maybe you're just saying words like, maybe, or I'm really not sure? If you're a Christian, you need to know something very important. God is moving in your life, and he's doing it in so many powerful ways. To quote John Calvin, "There is not one blade of grass, there is no color in this world that is not intended to make us rejoice." Everything around us, everything in our lives points to the fact that God sustains us and he cares for us, and there's something even far greater going on in heaven. For all of those who love the Lord and serve him faithfully, be encouraged. Jesus came to this earth. He has stepped into our place. He faced our condemnation alone, took on our sin, and he died so that we might live. God is working in your life. And by the way, he didn't just die. Paul says he is also risen from the dead. He's ascended, gone back to the Father in heaven, and now continues to work on our behalf. The scriptures are plain and clear when they tell us that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God and he makes intercession for us. The one who died for us now intercedes for us. That is amazing. He paid the price so that we might be saved, and now he stands on the right hand of God and makes intercession to be sure that our salvation is secure. To intercede or to be involved in that way for someone else is to intervene between two parties in order to reconcile any problems or any differences that may exist. That's what Jesus does for us in heaven. He's constantly doing it, and we have to know this about him. Someone may be saying, "Are you sure that's what he's doing, talking to God about me all the time?" Well, I can tell you this, he has always prayed to God for us. This is who he is. He makes intercession for those who were around him in Galilee, Jerusalem, Samaria, and everywhere else he went. He intercedes for the apostles in John chapter 17, verses 11 through 18, on the night that he was betrayed. He said to God the Father in prayer, "Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name these whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I kept, and none of them was lost, except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world." Jesus taking time on the night of his crucifixion, the night of his arrest, I should say, and trial, he is praying to God. He's making intercession for the apostles whom he had chosen and whom he had loved. And we're not excluded in this prayer. If you're a believer and you believe in Jesus and you abide in his word, then you can be assured that he made intercession for you on that night. John 17, the same chapter as he's praying to the Father, verses 20 through 23, he says, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, in that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me." We are supposed to be a demonstration to the world that God has loved us, his adopted children, just as he has loved his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And we, when we take hold of his word and believe it for what it says, we are one in Christ. We are one in the Father. All of us are together as one, because all of us stand on his word. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 12, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. In the morning, we're told in Luke 6 that he came to his disciples and chose the 12. Don't you see with me that he interceded for them before they were chosen? Luke 6:12 tells us he prayed through the entire night, going to God, making intercession for those whom he was going to choose to walk with him. He was way out in front of the work that they were called to do, going to the only one who could help. He even made intercession for the ones who were killing him. Remember on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke 23 and verse 34. This is who Jesus is. So when you ask yourself, well, what's he doing in heaven? If I was in heaven, I don't think I'd be making intercession for somebody. Think again, because the Bible tells us very clearly that this is all he's about, making intercession for those who love him. And we are an example and a demonstration to the whole world of who we know, who we love, and who our Father is. We know for sure that Christ intercedes for each one of us as we walk in the Lord. We know this for certain, and we can be bold in our faith. Having been washed in the blood of the Lamb for the forgiveness of sins, Revelation 1 and verse 5, sealed by the Holy Spirit of God for the day of redemption, Ephesians 4 and verse 30, and wearing the whole armor that God has provided to help us in our warfare against Satan, Ephesians 6 and verse 11. Romans 8 and verse 34 says this: "Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us." The Word of God tells us in Hebrews 7 and verse 25, "Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them."